Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
I hear it in the darkest hour.
Hold up.
Yo. No, just do your thing.
All right.
We become wolves. We become wolves. In the dead of night, we come alive with an appetite for desire. When the moon is high, all the wolves come out and the truth comes out. Not a lying sight as the sun descends to darkness. To creep, and that's where you are at your brightest as the midnight creeps. That's why we, I hear it in the darkest hour, illuminated in your eyes. This twilight we can make it ours. I wanna see a wilder side. When the moon comes out, we become wolves. We become wolves. When the moon comes out, we become wolves. We become wolves.
So collectively, they call themselves Prom Nights. I've got Kimo here, and I also have DJ Voodoo, the legendary DJ Voodoo. There's not a thing he doesn't play. There's not a genre he doesn't. He plays with everything. Genres, tits, everything, you name it. What's up, dog?
I'm good, man.
You well? Good seeing you, man.
Dave, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah?
Always good seeing
what
you.
What have
too.
You been up to?
Wow, what have I been up to? I'm still out there DJing.
Yeah.
Traveling as much as I can.
Okay.
I'm also trying to be busy, be a good father.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And yeah, so we're here today, and I found the most talented guy in SA, I think, personally. And
oh, shucks.
We'll get to that. Let's
Bromance.
Just talk about, because obviously as an entity, DJ Voodoo is a well-known brand. Now there's Prom Nights. Break right. that down for us. What is that?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm Kim Asabi.
Yeah.
The one half, the singing half of... Prom Nights.
Yeah.
Yes. So the dynamic, I like to Prom Nights basically is like a sort of Mr. Miyagi and Karate Kid kind
okay.
of vibe. You know, before we started the whole thing, I was like practically job shadowing Voodoo, and then he came up with the idea like, yo, let's work on some music, and then hence Prom Nights was born.
Okay, so it's a collective between
yeah.
yourselves,
that's right, yeah,
and DJ Voodoo.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, in terms of a performance at a given time, how does it work?
Okay. Well, performances go like this. So it starts out. We warm the crowd up with. Well, Voodoo warms the crowd up with a set. You know, get them hyped up, and then we come in and we hit them with the performance right afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Prom Nights somehow teamed up with DJ Clock.
Right.
Yeah.
We just played the single Now Wolves, which is massive success everywhere you go. Did you even think it would blow up as well as wide as it did?
If I'm gonna say so, I have admired the track from the beginning.
Yeah.
But because if you listen to it musically, it's not really what SA is playing.
Yeah.
But we are the number one most played song in South Africa. as in locally played song, for 5 weeks in a row.
Dude, it's so worth it. It's worth it. I mean,
thank you so much, man. But that's Kima on the vocals, man.
So the process of taking it to radio and just making sure that people hear it. At that time, did you have any idea as to how big it would be?
No.
Nah.
You had no idea.
I won't even lie. We were actually surprised because Clock said, look, that's going to be the first single of his album because it's a feature with us. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure. That sounds nice. And I think because we know Clock is a guy who groundbreaking sounds.
Yes.
I mean, he did something with the amazing band Beatenbrig.
Yes.
So follow through with this sort of sound with our sort of sound. Sorry, and his production is it's amazing, man.
And then who wrote the song?
I did the writing. Yeah.
Because you see, that's the other thing. I suppose nowadays there isn't as much emphasis on writing.
Yes.
Because of just how simple music has become and creative music has become. Look, I'm a huge fan of lyrics and just content in general. So that's the first thing that stood out before anything, just how impeccable your writing is. Have you written before?
I've written I write a lot of stuff. Like
it's an amazingly written song. Like,
thank you very much.
From the beginning to the end, the hook, everything. It's an amazing track. Production is just in general.
Thank you.
Let's just talk about you, Kimo. Vocally, amazing as well.
Thank you.
How long have you been singing for?
Well, without flu, like today, I've been singing for about 6 years. And I'll tell you how it happened.
Yeah.
In fact, not even 6 years, maybe less than that. I started off as a hip-hop artist once upon a time.
Okay.
Which would explain the intricacy of my songwriting.
Yes.
You know? So with singing, I used to always just sing in the shower and just sing in the kitchen and just annoy everyone in the house singing. And then eventually, you know, it sort of became what I do. So, But I've been singing for a while, I guess you could say,
Okay. In terms of the album, how far have you gone?
Well, the good news is, firstly, the name of the album will be called Love and Delight, which is also will be one of our singles that we will release soon. We are actually practically done. We actually have, to be honest, I'd honestly say a double CD worth. We've got about 40 tracks.
Nice.
And obviously that won't fit, so we have a lot of cutting to do, and it's so heartbreaking because everything we've done,
it's amazing.
I honestly, I'm satisfied at the body of work, and I can say South Africa, here is Prom Nights. Here is something we feel will catapult South Africa musically into another level, because South Africa is very big with the you know, the tribal house, that sort of feel, the Black Coffee sort of style.
Yeah.
But our sound is consumed in SA, but very few people produce it.
Yeah, nice,
you know, so.
Nice. Let's check out some of your material. Love Under the Light.
Yeah.
That's going to be
the name of the album.
The name
of
the album. All right, so let's check that out. This is Prom Nights.
Moon eclipse, the only light we have, girl, is the spark. Soon as our lips come together, we light up the dark.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Are we playing for the first time?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's
very few people have heard it. Actually, the only people that come into the Prom Nights Lab, as we call it, have actually heard it. So.
Which is the studio.
Look, this is amazing, man. I'm listening to this and it's absolutely brilliant. Like the sound, like you said, it really does stand out. Do you guys have a plan in place on how you are going to make sure that the world receives this?
We are. We're working with a reputable music label, so they have their stuff in order. So, but we'll put it out there.
Yeah.
Soon, you guys will know about it.
Nice, nice, nice stuff. One of the things that we do here, we do a lot of freestyling, we play around and whatnot. Right. But I realize you're having issues because of your flu.
I can.
However,
I can give it.
You know,
I need to redeem
know.
Myself.
Okay, so this is how we're gonna do it. Bafana here on keys is gonna play a completely random melody.
Okay.
And your job is to come up with something on the fly.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is. A melody. Let's just get some kind of progression going, and then we just follow that.
All right. Yeah.
Kimo of Prom Nights. Okay. Voodoo's also here, hanging out with us.
Alright, let's go.
Bafana, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, feel free to tell him to switch it up if you want him to.
Maybe drop something we're not gonna premiere. Great Escape?
Somewhere down the line. Oh, wait, wait, I'm trying that again.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, good, I've got this.
Yeah, somewhere down the line, we got it wrong. We should be in a better place.
Say what?
These days it's so hard to get along. We're always in each other's faces. So we should dim the lights, stop the fights, lose our minds for once. Got my wife like up, I give up, let's put away the guns. We should make peace, make love, but all we do is argue. I hate you, then I love you again. But we're back to back, we should be side by side, fighting when we should just all night. All the time we're at each other's throats, yeah. But we're both afraid of letting go. Back to back, we should be side by side, fighting when we should just fuck all night. All the time we're at each other's throats. But we're both afraid of being alone. Somewhere down the line, you made me think we could be in a better place. Planets crash, we're sitting on the brink. I think we really need some space. So we should dim the lights, stop the fights, put away the guns. Got my wife flag up, I give up, let's put away the guns. We should make peace, make love, and all we do is argue. I hate you, I love you again. Now we're back to back, we should be side by side, fighting when we should just fuck all night. All the time we're at each other's throats, but we're both afraid of letting go. Now we're back to back, we should be side by side, fighting when we should just fuck all night. All the time we're at each other's throats, but we're both afraid of being alone.
Yeah, how did that feel?
Flu's chowing me, my man, but I'm trying.
We're horrible singers, so we can't tell. We can't tell. Anyway, what are you gentlemen up to this weekend?
Okay, on my side, lots of studio work and stuff like that. I've got a lot of stuff I need to catch up on, balancing student life and music life. And this time I'm going to go more music side. Voodoo?
In terms of the album, before we get to what you're doing, Voodoo, in terms of the album, are there any features in there? Are you working with the one producer, or is it a number of producers?
Well, the one thing that maybe a lot of people don't know, that all our production is actually Kimosabi and myself.
Yeah.
We only have one feature, actually, which is co-production with a DJ from Botswana. His name is Kuchi.
Yeah.
But the rest is all our stuff production-wise. We do a lot of the songs vocally as well, which is Kimo on the vocals.
Yeah.
And both of ourselves on the beat. Mm. We do have a nice couple of features, though, on the album. We can't obviously play those tracks, but we do have a collabo with the great 340 Mill. You might know them from the Midnight album. Porsche Monique is an amazing vocalist from the United States. Yeah. And I don't know if you remember this old track that I'm horny, horny, horny. Now, one of the ladies from there, her name is Nadine Richardson.
Yeah.
We managed to get on. So we got like a UK something, but a bit very UK, and she does the whole rap feel over it.
Oh, nice.
So you should like that. Our boy, amazing, super talented homie from Cape Town, Chad Simon.
Yeah.
You know, he's amazing with R&B. And then we've got Sarah Jane Thomas, also from Cape Town, from the new lady group that's recently formed called Lady Noir.
Yeah.
And then we've got Melissa Allison from Idols as well.
Nice.
Right, she did something. And then we got this amazing vocalist. She's actually got a track that's actually been charting on a couple of radio stations. Yeah. Her name is Glitch Fox.
Okay.
And then one of my favorites, not actually all of them are favorites, a good and a personal friend. Her name is Janine van der Bell.
Yeah.
They call her Janine V. She's from Durban, but she's based in Dubai. She got that more burlesque sort of feel.
Nice.
And she's jumped on there as well. So It's a nice amalgamation of sounds, different feel. Everyone is very unique in their own way. So, because our album is pretty much from, we've got the mid-tempo, down-tempo sort of Disclosure sort of feel. And then we go into the house, and then like basically UK. How would you describe it?
I would put it as an amalgamation of different kinds of house, but with our own personal prom nights
signature.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Please promise us that once the album is ready, you'll come back and share it with us.
Definitely.
Perhaps we could do a review of the album.
Yeah. Great stuff, man.
Yeah, big up yourself. So what are you doing this weekend, Coochie? Sorry. Voodoo. I mean, because you just mentioned him. Yeah.
I'm out.
Shout out to Coochie.
Shout out to Coochie. Yeah, I'm out tonight at the NYC Club in Four Ways. Yeah. And then it's Makuka's birthday party at the Sands. So that's going to be amazingly big. So
nice.
Looking forward to the weekend.
All right. So then can you stop being greedy?
VIP room. Pardon?
Can you stop being greedy?
None. I know what you're going to do.
So that's DJ Voodoo, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Kimo,
hopeless.
Much respect to you. And I'm seeing the features as well.
Yes.
You're killing it, man. So yeah, so there you go. This is the last single that we're playing. It's called Hopeless. We're looking forward to the album. More guests are joining us shortly.
Yeah, and then don't forget to jam with DJ Jumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep at night without your body next to mine. No, I can't eat, no time for that, 'cause you're all that's on my mind. I'm feeling so hopeless, hopeless.
Hey, Marcia. Okay, Marcia. Okay.
I'm sure you recognize that voice by now. The amazing Gigi LaMaine is here hanging out with us. This is your third or fourth appearance on the show.
Right.
You're a regular on the show.
I try.
But now you've gone and signed big contracts. So when we brought you, we're actually trying to test to see if you would agree to come.
Really, guys?
Yes. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Look, you know we love you here. We love you out here. How you been?
I'm good. How have you been?
You look good. So clearly life is good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a little switch up.
Okay.
By the team, the new team. And
yeah.
I think it's working just fine. But thank you.
Listen, let's get the annoying questions out of the way.
Yeah.
You said it's a bit of a switch up now from who you were then.
Yeah.
What has changed thus far?
I think for the very first time, I am not afraid to experiment as myself, as a young black woman. So, i.e. changing the hair,
and
all that kind of stuff taps into your personality as well. You know, so I'm not saying that I'm going to change. Now it's just me being comfortable within my own skin and comfortable with doing the music I'm doing and just trying out new things that other girls can relate to.
In terms of your position as a female rapper, Femsi, as it's called, do you think you're finding your position in the business right now? Is there more acceptance towards you guys as compared to when you first broke in?
Yeah, well, I definitely think there is. You know, shout out to the other female rappers who came into the industry as front running people for female rap. You know, the likes of your Nadia Nakais, your Fifi Coopers, your Rouges, your Gigi LaMaines, and I think now there are a whole lot of other female MCs that I could name about 20 that are coming into the game. So it's something that's becoming quite normal.
Yeah.
You know, in comparison to when we came in and we had to deal with a whole lot of misogyny that still is there, but now we're kind of accepted and people are starting to take us seriously, not only as female rappers, but as musicians.
Did you vote?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can I see your fingers?
I kind of did my nails yesterday.
Oh, so you had to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now music-wise, what have you done since the last time we hung out? You've done a couple of features.
Yeah.
Yeah? Let's talk about that.
So there was Washka Lakunda
by
Nigerian hip-hop artist Scooby Nero, featuring myself. There was Korobela with Questa, myself, and Morale. That's just been released. There was Moja as well, you know, and now we're getting ready to drop the project, you know.
Okay.
We wanted to get a whole lot of things out the way in terms of the studies and all that. And now that that's done, that's complete, and I found a home, a team, now I think we're ready to work towards dropping a project.
Explain it to me as though I'm a 5 year old. Now that you belong to a new team, how does that shape or change the Gigi Lamine that we've known and the album itself?
Yeah.
Does it take it to the next level? And what is that next level?
I mean, look, my previous team, and shout out to them, I mean, there's no bad blood, they understood the move, was a management team, and I was looking for a record label, a home to share with other artists. It gets very tedious being a brand at times. You kind of want to be a brand as and an artist. You kind of want to invite other artists over into the studio, you know, just get a whole family based thing going where it's not just about you, but also about the team as a whole. So, I mean, now people can expect to hear some of the artists on the project.
Yeah.
Now people are exposed to a defined sound by a defined record label.
Okay.
And there's definitely going to be a bit of a familial thing going on, you know, because that's what we're trying to push for, the A-team, you know, a family in hip-hop.
Money?
What about money?
Is there money in place
with what your kind new family? Of money?
The money that allows you to just be fluid.
You know what?
Flexible.
They are tools. They are resources. I'll call them tools and resources.
Really?
I'm not sure about money, O'Neal, but they're tools and resources put in place to make sure that the artist reaches full capacity in terms of what they're
She's
able to
do. She's been practicing this forever.
Politically
the
correct.
Artist reaches full capacity.
I don't know about money though, but hey.
So features.
Yeah.
Are there any features that you're excited about?
Definitely. I mean, Ricky Rick, way before the Mabala thing, was already on the album.
Yeah.
You know, I've got Sketchy Bonga and A1. I know people weren't really expecting that. And I might just ask for a feature from somebody over here, you know. If you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But just like so a whole family thing going on. But they can expect a lot of features from within the stable as well. So I've spoken to Pro, I've spoken to Zola, and I'll speak to Du Bois as well. But like, yeah, he's probably gonna charge me.
Du Bois is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. So let's catch up with the man. Du Bois, what's good? You well?
I'm nice, man.
All right, I'm good. Let's do this.
I'm good.
So I had to surprise you boys there. Back to something that he might not be so proud of.
Nah.
Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, it was back in 2013.
Yeah. So how you been now, man?
I'm nice. I'm cool. I'm just nervous because Gigi was so good with the interview. I feel like, you know, I'm going to mess it up, but I'm cool though.
Let's just quickly talk about you. Du Bois, just a brief summation of who you are.
Yeah, Du Bois is a boy from Newcastle. There's a small town in KZN called Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop artist, that's in Mabala Noise. Been signed there since last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I make good music. I rap, you know, but I like to make people dance at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Here's what's hot right now.
I saw
it's everywhere. And I'm sure now you recognize who we're talking about.
See,
so
this,
yeah.
This is the one.
This is the current street anthem. It's called Celebration. Du Bois in the building. Gigi Lamine is also hanging out here with us in the studio today. Guys, one of the things that we do here, Gigi is aware of that.
Okay.
We play around a lot with our keyboard over here.
Oh, yeah?
We do a lot of jamming. We do a lot of freestyling. Are you ready?
Okay, now I'm cool.
All right, cool. So we've got Bafana on keys. Bafana, she's going to get a progression going. And then you guys, if you like it, you just play around and have fun with it, right? Cool. So let's see how this goes.
Yo. Mabala Noise. Yeah. Take me back to old school with hoods and Tims and soul food. The youth is lost within the time. I see their teardrops under smiles. Can't stop, won't stop. Envision me. Ignite the night like paraffin. Pick up that mic and tell the world that I am just a little girl.
Du Bois. Sure. Mabala Noise. Sure. Sure. okay. I'm ready. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Sure. And it's one big ass. So go to one day. I'ma wake up and my life is gonna be like this. Uban bega zugu sa young boy from a small town is upan de glini sanganis. Lord knows me, you call my knees. I'ma die on my feet instead of my knees. I'll be on the table talking to the big leagues. I did a show for you, give me my cheese. For every track I give my best, I can relax and you will never find nobody like me. Ha, I can tell that they pretend to be my friends and even though they don't like me. Hanging to tell it dash, nyanzi skash, nga leves, and everybody's gon' like it. If they can't relate, let them hate, just turn the page and you'll be feeling all like it. Beb, kulenge mali ambeshe, ukwake pande makeshe, bebe ngazing ne vision, begang saza le mission. You goddamn right, I am feeling myself. Wawungang tanning is a lalo most deaf. Babitin crazy monks that stood up so good bonk. Peggy number villain jungle chef. I'ma do and die for a gaslam. I'ma do anything for a gaslam. I am one of the best divin who passed them board. Who's on preacher love slam?
Oh, nice, man. Okay, so let's check this out. Now, certainly, this is all the time we had. It's another fresh one from Gigi LaMaine featuring Duncan. Is Gubu is the name of the song.
Yes.
Cool. Guys, thank you very much for doing this.
Sure.
What are you up to this weekend? What's happening?
We are out and about gigging. We're shooting a documentary with, actually, I can't talk about it here, no? With a certain food franchise.
Yep.
With Little Sims from the UK. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what are you up to this weekend, bruh?
Tomorrow I'm doing something in Alex with Pro. Is he raising funds or something?
Yeah.
We're doing something in Alex. I'm gonna be there doing my thing. Mm.
Okay,
people,
guys.
Check me out. Just
big up yourself. Remember, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes from now, so you'll be able to listen to everything that went down on the show. From me and my team, thank you very much, and a big shout out going out to my entire team for having put today's show together. We out of here, man. Bafana,
thanks, bro.
Nice one, as always, man.
Cool.
Nice one. One.
So
we're out of here.
One.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal Central, O-C, O-C. O'Neal on Cliff Central, O-C, O-C. O'Neal on Cliff Central, O-C, O-C. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central, O-C, O-C.
Yeah, baby. It's O'Neal Africa, Cliff Central, O-C. It's O'Neal Africa.
Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.